Well, Steve, today is President Trump's 73rd birthday. And in trending political news, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders is leaving. She is quitting. All right.
I can't lie no more. I can't do it no more.
But she had a long run now. Come on. 3 years is a long time under this really current administration.
Wasn't no 3 years?
Yeah. They keep saying that.
Well, I mean.
How is it 3 years? Well, he ain't been president three
two and
years.
A half.
Well,
two and a half.
Well, listen, the first one only stayed like 6 months.
Spicy.
Yeah. Sean Spicer. Yeah.
Oh,
he only stayed like 6 months, remember?
Right.
Yeah. So, and this is, got in at 2016. This is 2019. Well, okay, 2 years. Like two and a half.
Spicer.
Sean Spicer.
Smooch.
Man. He stayed 11 days.
And then her. I told y'all. Look, I saw the look on her face. And now, did you hear how they trying to twist it, though?
What?
She's going to be leaving. Sarah Huckabee is going to leave and going to run for governor of the great state of Arkansas. Don't nobody like her. Don't nobody like her.
Yeah, she hasn't ruled out a different kind of political career now. She hasn't ruled
don't
that out.
Don't nobody like her.
Yeah.
Well, she's not finna be no governor.
Trump likes her, Steve. He likes her a lot.
Trump don't like her. Why is she leaving? Why is she leaving the job?
Exhaustion.
Well, she said she wanted to spend more time with her family.
And her kids.
Ain't that what everybody say when they get fired?
Well, that's probably true, though. I mean, especially,
she has young kids,
Yeah, she has
too,
kids,
I think.
Yeah.
You didn't want to spend time with your family when you had the job.
She couldn't. It was
now,
too demanding.
As soon as you lose the job, now you want to spend time with your family.
Well, Steve, she said the job has been an honor, the honor of a lifetime to serve in the Trump administration.
Why is she quitting? If it's an honor to serve under Trump, why is she quitting? I told y'all.
Yeah, you did.
This woman looked like she gonna break any day now. Mm-hmm. She always looked like, if I come up here, matter of fact, they stopped having press conferences.
Yeah, they
she
really
just said,
have.
Look, I'm not going out there.
Yeah.
I'm not.
So technically,
I ain't
Steve,
going out there.
She's a White House press secretary, but she hadn't been holding press briefings in
because
a
she
minute.
Couldn't do it no more.
Well, I mean, he's not a fan of it either. He doesn't even like the press. He just likes to tweet, with no, he doesn't like the clapback or the follow-up questions and all of that. He doesn't like any of that. So,
the press trying to get to the truth.
Yeah.
He doesn't like that journalism.
He doesn't like that. No. Yeah.
She out of lies. That's why she quit. She out of lies.
Right. Why hold press conferences if you don't like the press?
Yeah, he's saying the press is the enemy of the people.
Yeah.
I told you she wasn't going to make it.
Yeah, you said that. You definitely said it. Mm-hmm.
And look, why you said she wasn't going to make it?
If they don't get to these polls, this country cannot take another 4 years of this type of behavior from the president. Republicans know that. They know that. But they are willing to sacrifice to get four more years of position, power, and money.
Mm-hmm.
And in this country, nothing, and I mean nothing when it comes to politics, reigns more supreme than position, power, and money, period. Not in this America. Man, we got to quit thinking it's another kind of way because it's not.
Well, and you're right, Steve. When she was asked by reporters later whether she plans to run for governor in her native state of Arkansas, she did not rule that out.
Ain't nobody voting for her for governor. Are we going to stop saying this on this radio show?
Okay,
nobody is voting for Sarah Huckabee for the governor of no damn state.
Okay.
As a Republican, an independent, a welfare recipient, the gubernatorial, nothing. Nobody's voting for her. Don't nobody like her.
Well, also in trending political news, Steve, a federal watchdog agency called the Hatch Act is calling for Kellyanne Conway to be fired. She violated the Hatch Act, where she speaks and attacks Democratic presidential candidates while speaking in her official capacity as White House counselor. So they're trying to get her on that. She said when she was speaking to reporters, bring it on.
Yeah. You're just breaking the law every day. You talking about bring it on.
She's defiant.
Let me ask you this. Hey, this isn't Hope Hicks supposed to testify?
Yes, yes. Yeah. She has agreed to do it, yeah, in private and all that. Yeah,
yeah. That's going to be real interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is going to be interesting because
jail time make people change their mind.
Yeah.
You you're right, Jim.
Yeah, with you.
Well,
you're
if
right.
you told me I was going to go to jail, my next statement is, listen, what do you need to know?
Yeah.
Yes.
But they're allowing her to do it in private, though, right?
Well, you know, this way I'm doing it.
Something like that, yeah.
I'm not snitching because I'm not a snitch, but I am telling on your ass. That's going to happen.
Same thing.
So what's the difference?
No, it's not the same thing.
What's the difference,
No, snitching is for people who are in crime. I'm not in crime. I'm telling on your ass. That's different.
Okay.
I didn't do nothing.
Wait, what?
And you think I'm finna go to jail? I'm telling on your
ass. Okay, so what is the difference between snitching and telling?
I understand what he's saying.
Snitching is for criminals. And we've allowed, see, snitching started in prison and with criminals. If you can't do the crime, don't do the time. So we created the snitch. If you get busted, you ride it out, you go all the way out.
Okay.
Well, when these inmates go to prison and they come out, they bring that philosophy out to the street. And it's permeated our neighborhoods and got us thinking that we're not supposed to snitch. Because snitches, you know, all that get stitches, yeah, all this here. But that's for criminals. If I'm a law-abiding, taxpaying citizen and you got a trap house up the street from my house, I'm not snitching, I'm telling. Your ass can't have a trap house up the street from where my mama stay. So I'm telling. That ain't snitching, I'm telling. That's all. Y'all old ass need to be telling too. Well, support what I just said.
We're just hearing you out, sir. I asked you to
explain it. I don't hear you supporting what I said. I don't need you listening to what I said.
I don't want to interrupt you.
Don't.
Listen.
I'm not getting support from my own morning show crew.
I'm supporting you, Unc. You hear me?
Y'all old ass can't go to jail.
I'm telling and snitching on you right now. All right, post your comment at Steve Harvey FM. Coming up next, Run That Prank Back. Nephew's out today. But guess who's here? Junior, right after this.